This piece was brought to you by Whole Foods Market, wholefoodsmarket.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Pleasure.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Food, 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 a joy of life that you can't deny. Food, 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 there is no question of why. Food, 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 I've got a taste to be satisfied. Food, 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 there's so much of it to like. French, Italian or Chinese, Polish, Irish or Greek, all the world's got its own cuisine, 'cause everyone's got to eat. Food, 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 a joy of life that you can't deny. Food, 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 there is no question of why.
Fry it, bake it or grill it up, make it spicy or not, cook it up the way we love, boil it in a big pot. Call it anything that you will, grub chow or a nosh. Taste it, baste it, just don't waste it, cover it with a sauce.
Food, 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 a joy of life that you can't deny. Food, 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 there is no question of why. Food, 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 I've got a taste to be satisfied. Food, 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 there's so much of it to like.
Nothing's better than just sitting down to a feast. A dinner date with salad plates and pasta, turkey and beef.
Food, 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 I've got a taste to be satisfied. Food, 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 there's so much of it to like.
And how I love a grand dessert, it tops it off every time. Breakfast, lunch and a dinner, such a great joy to dine.
Food, 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 a joy of life that you can't deny. Food, 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 there is no question of why. Food, 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 I've got a taste to be satisfied. Food, 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 there's so much of it to like.
Fantastic. You were just listening to members of the Kitchen Opera Company sing the food song. Hi, I'm Ryland Angel, your host, and this is the Kitchen Opera Show. With me today, I have the wonderful, the one and only, Katie Huffman.
Hello, Ryland.
How are you?
I'm well. You?
Fantastic. Yeah, not bad at all. Actually, no, I'm really cold.
Yeah, it's freaking freezing in here.
Yeah, the heating's not working.
Oh,
here at
goodness.
Heritage.
Chilly.
Heritage, yes.
We're on a parkas. Parkas and hats.
I love your hat. Douglas Williams.
Hello, Ryland.
A wonderful bass, member of Kitchen, new member of Kitchen Opera Company.
Delighted to be here.
Thanks. And Melanie Russell.
Hello.
Wonderful soprano. Well, today it's the holiday show, so in celebration, I think we should all sing a hallelujah.
Very good.
Give us a note, Katie.
How about that?
Brilliant.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, wonderful.
Oh my God.
I've been wanting
can't
to do that.
Get enough of that.
You can't.
You simply can't.
Well, there's certainly loads of messiahs here in the New York region. So today we want to talk about music that has, which mentions food or has a food theme. So I was going through looking at different things and seeing some Christmas songs and carol that mention different types of food. And I realized that a lot of them actually talk about fruit and nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Fruit and...
I think we have a little bit of that in our room.
Fruit and...
fruit and some nuts. Yep.
So, you know, we wish you a Merry Christmas. That's got, you know, figgy pudding, hasn't it?
Whatever that is.
Figgy pudding?
That's something you Brits eat, right?
You know, so
my
bring
father
us some figgy pudding.
Made some figgy pudding last year at Christmas time. Yep.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
And?
Yeah, it was kind of revolting.
Is it like that bread pudding kind of cake thing that with gross dried?
Yeah, he likes to take culinary experiments on.
Excellent.
And this was an epic fail.
Yeah, it was a fail. Yeah.
Pudding sounds great though with bourbon and I don't know.
Well, Brit pudding is different than our pudding.
Well, another carol, actually, that I really love, which I sang the other day, is called Jesus Christ, the Apple Tree.
Mm.
And there's nothing quite like a good apple tart. Katie Huffman is laughing. Katie, tell us about...
Speaking of apple tarts, yes.
Tell us about your early Christmas present.
Oh, yes. This morning, my carbon monoxide indicator went off, started beeping.
Right.
So I had to call. I called 311 because I was like, I think that my carbon monoxide detector is just old. Because I have cats, and they would definitely be, like, stumbling if there was carbon monoxide. So I called 311, which is, you know, New York City's information.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, we're going to have to put you in touch with 911. And anytime.
They upgraded you.
Yeah, they totally upgraded me. And this guy, this very serious guy, gets on with me, and they asked for my address. And then I'm talking to, like, the fireman. And they said, we'll be right there. Like, 2 minutes later, not just, like, I mean, siren... Trucks and sirens came to my house, and then all these firemen came into my home, which was my first Christmas present this season. Because, my God, they are just the sexiest things. Those outfits, come on.
New York firemen.
There's nothing more manly than New York City firemen.
Well, how about,
and I
how
had
about?
Five, and they told me, and indeed, my carbon monoxide detector was old, to throw it away and get a new one. But thanks. Thank you, FDNY. Thank you for my first Christmas present of the season.
Now, would you like to sing a song?
You want
to
me to sing about
firemen?
Chestnuts?
I
yes.
do, because I think it's entirely appropriate. To
somehow,
you
Ryland chestnuts think that story has something to do with
roasting
chestnuts.
Roasting on an open fire.
I'll try it. Sure.
That's fantastic.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you, FDNY.
Hey! That was fantastic. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Katie.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Those firemen are going to be very, very happy. So anyway, yeah, this other song, Jesus Christ, the Apple Tree. It's a beautiful little carol. And do we have any volunteers to sing a verse of this to celebrate Christmas? Mm. Melanie.
Yes,
would you sing?
Because I know this one.
Would you sing the first verse of Jesus Christ, the Apple Tree? This is a carol written by a lady called Elizabeth Poston.
Right. Here we go. His beauty doth all things excel. By faith I know, but ne'er can tell. His beauty doth all things excel. By faith I know, but ne'er can tell. The glory which I now can see in Jesus Christ, the apple tree.
Isn't that beautiful?
It's such a ridiculous.
Isn't that a beautiful piece?
This feels strangely not like food, but I'm... Well, the ultimate food of life, Jesus Christ, if we're going to get into real Christmas food, Ryland.
Right.
Shall we talk about where this ends up?
So, anyway.
Beautiful tune.
It is.
It
isn't
is.
It a beautiful
it's very
tune?
Sweet. It's very sweet.
What's another piece? Which mentions fruit. And a partridge in a pear tree.
Oh.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
I can't
which,
imagine.
Well, there's lots of little things in that song, right?
Exactly. Well, meat.
Maids milking. Ooh.
Good meat. So, now we're going to talk about meats at Christmas. I have this song. I actually love eating lamb at Christmas. And there's a beautiful little carol about lambs, which, jokes aside, I think we should play it anyway, because it's stunning. It's all about the lambs coming home. It's called The Little Road to Bethlehem by Michael Head. The Little Road to Bethlehem by Michael Head.
As I walked down the road at set of sun, the lambs were coming homewards one by one. I heard a sheep bell softly calling them along the little road Bethlehem. Beside an open door, as I drew nigh, I heard sweet Mary sing a lullaby. She sang about the lambs at close of day, and rocked her tiny king among the hay. Across the heather silver bell rang, the lambs are coming home, sweet Mary sang. Your staff gold, your staff gold is shining in the sky. So sleep, my little lullaby. As I walked down the road at set of sun, the lambs were coming homeward one by one. I heard a sheep bell softly calling them along the little road to Bethlehem.
That was The Little Road to Bethlehem from my Christmas album, actually, called The New Voice of Christmas.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much. So that was lamb. Doug, did you once roast a goose?
I did roast a goose for New Year's Eve once, a New Year's Eve dinner. I had it in my mind that was some kind of traditional bird for the season.
Yeah.
And so I think I had to reserve a goose ahead of time at the grocery store.
Oh.
And
they're big.
Yeah.
You gotta. Is it like doing a duck where you have to pierce the skin and do all that? Is it fatty, fatty, fatty?
It's kind of fatty, yeah.
Yeah. And so you have to drain a lot and do all that stuff. You don't remember.
I don't recall.
How many pounds was it? How big are we talking here?
You know,
you're cooked
I'm
goose.
Not sure. I'm not sure.
Not sure.
It was just about the image of the goose on the table. You know.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Did you know that in England,
very superficial approach to
That is a pantomime performed most Christmases called Mother Goose.
Oh, that's crazy.
I did not know that.
Americans don't know what pantomime is.
Pantomime.
We think it's, oh, like mime. We think it's, you know, oh, I'm pulling a rope and I'm trying to get out of a box with my hands. That's what we think it is.
Right.
But it's not in Britain.
No, isn't it just like, you know, holiday musicals?
And it's crazy. Where there's a lot of cross-dressing and...
Lots.
I mean, it's just like a fun, crazy time. But
sort of vaudevillian variety, but with a well-known fairy tale or something.
And yeah, absolutely.
So you know what you're going to see except for little tidbits.
I just can't remember the story of Mother Goose.
Oh. I know. Is there? I don't even know that there is a story. I thought she was the umbrella over all the other stories.
She's the brand.
Yeah, the brand of fairy tales.
The coordinator.
Yes. She gives birth to fairy tales.
Yeah.
Or nursery rhymes.
That, maybe she lays them.
Maybe she lays them.
Mother Goose lays the fairy tales.
Duck.
What's happening?
Duck.
He's gone from goose
to
duck.
Projectile.
But yeah, right? What are we ducking from?
I love duck.
Love flying geese.
I love duck. And it's really very cold in here. So I've decided we're going to celebrate by playing a track based on the theme summertime. And Melanie here in the studio, she sang quite a risque, wonderful version of the tune Summertime to words written by my brother, Andrew Angel. And it features duck.
Take your duck and give her a quick prick all over. Leaves her skin nice and crispy when done. She don't need no basting. Just a good knob of butter. So trust, baby, trust her till she shine like the sun. Stick it in the oven for a couple of hours. Yeah, keep the heat up till your roasting is done. Grab your sausage string now and wrap it all up in bacon. And roast till they frazzle, crispy and sticky and yum. Take her giblets, they're gonna give you your gravy. So boil 'em well till they're juicy and pink. Mix some fat with some flour. Add the stock and keep stirring. Splash in the port an orange. Hey, voila!
Well, well, Melanie.
Well, Melanie,
if you've never tried
whole
duck,
new way.
Oh, there wonderful it is. Little bit of raunch.
The words were not written by myself, as you noted. So the raunch you was all them. There. Ryland seemed very surprised.
Well, they were written by my brother, the Reverend Andrew Angel.
Amazing.
Yes.
Really?
Oh,
he's a reverend?
Indeed.
He's irreverent.
No, he's wonderful, actually. He's fantastic. He's actually just finished a book on angels. And his new book that's coming up is called Playing with Dragons. And it's all about dragons in the Bible. Anyway,
what?
That's not really related to kitchen opera, so let's move on.
Smog.
We now want to sing excerpts from some of our favorite kitchen opera's favorite holiday songs. So first up, can we have a little bit of Need a Little Christmas?
Okay.
And in this song, it mentions a fruitcake.
Mm. Give me that first couple of notes, Melanie.
Haul out the holly.
There we go. Yes. Haul out the holly.
Put up the tree before my spirits fall again. Slice up the fruitcake. It's time we hung some tinsel on that evergreen bough. For we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Candles in the window, carols at the spinet. Yes, we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Need a little Christmas now.
Hey!
Fruitcake.
Fruitcake.
No, thank you.
Actually, I quite like just a little bit of fruitcake.
Yeah?
Yeah, just a little bit. I don't
You're
like a lot
the
of it.
You're on the spectrum, are you?
Just like a touch.
He's on the spectrum.
A touch. Actually, in my parents' house, we have it with this thing called clotted cream.
Oh, best thing cream. Ever.
Bring me
Rodder's
that.
Cornish clotted cream.
Oh, please.
I will eat that.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely delicious.
Right now.
I will eat it gone.
So, Doug, could you bless us with a little bit of beginning to look a lot like Christmas?
Sure. Do my best Bing Crosby. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. Sure, it's Christmas once more.
La, la, la.
Oh, thank you for that.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
There's something about a bass, isn't there?
There's something about a bass.
Oh, good Lord.
When you grew up in Connecticut, that Bing Crosby legacy is part of the part of your training as a youngster.
Oh, fantastic.
That's not true at all.
it's mostly Martha Stewart, I guess, yes. Really.
Martha Stewart. Mm. Well, would she like a bit of pumpkin pie? Who wants to sing Home for the Holidays?
I'll sing Home for the Holidays.
Oh, fab.
I'll see if I know it. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. For no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home. I met a man who came from Tennessee, and he was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are heading down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. For no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million ways for the holidays, you can't beat home, sweet home.
Beautiful!
Oh, I love that.
That's so great. So that's just a few of our favorite songs that mention food, our favorite holiday songs. Doug, I don't think this song mentions food. I'm not entirely sure, but could you just give it a little bit of that classic Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas?
I'd love to. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, your troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, Gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Oh,
beautiful. So beautiful.
It's a great song.
So beautiful. Isn't it beautiful?
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Classic.
Mm,
well,
gorgeous.
Thank you.
Love those. So many great songs this time of year.
I love Christmas music. Almost all Christmas music.
Oh. It is my favorite time of year, truthfully. Yep. I love Christmas carols. I just love listening to them.
Yep. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming in today. I think that wraps up the show. You guys,
wow.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for singing all these
holiday
tunes, and wonderful.
Thank you. It's fun.
We'll leave you today with quite a wonderful carol. It's called Little Child of God. Actually, no, let's not do that one. Let's do one which is even better known. It's called What Child Is This? So from all of us here at Kitchen Opera, thank you so much for listening, and speak to you later.
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. Why lies he in such mean estate, where ox and ass are feeding? Could Christian fear for sinners here, the silent word is pleading. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. Sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold and myrrh, come peasant king to own him, the King of kings. Salvation brings, let loving hearts enthrone him.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.
Whom shepherds guard and angels sing.
sun.